Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today is warm and sunny across most of Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining with pleasant temperatures. Jerusalem also enjoys clear skies, while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. As night falls, expect a mild evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, pressure in Hamas as militants are told to discard their mobile phones to avoid surveillance, according to Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also, Syria's foreign minister says negotiations with Israel may resume soon, aiming at an IDF withdrawal. This comes after recent airstrikes, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also this hour, the IDF is looking into Palestinian claims of a 12-year-old boy's death following a shooting in the Askar refugee camp, according to Maariv just moments ago. Separately, Syria's foreign minister claims security talks with Israel are stalled but may soon restart, I-24 News noted earlier today. And finally, Axios reports from yesterday that tensions between Mike Rogers and AIPAC could influence the Michigan Senate race. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Bermawi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago questioning what differentiates Muslims in Syria from those in Houston, pointing to global mosque teachings as a potential incubator for extremism. From Ynet Global, they posted that Israel has shifted its strategy in Syria and Lebanon, moving to forward deterrence. Honest Reporting wrote moments ago that Time magazine continues to spread false statistics about IDF beliefs on Gazan casualties, urging a correction. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with pressure within Hamas. Israel Hayom reports that the group is urging its members to avoid using mobile phones to protect themselves from surveillance. This heightened caution follows recent intelligence leaks, raising concerns over operational security. The implications for Hamas could be significant, affecting their communication and coordination. Turning to Syria, the Jerusalem Post highlights Foreign Minister Assad al-Shaibani's comments on potential talks with Israel. This comes days after an Israeli airstrike on a Syrian airbase. The discussions could focus on an IDF withdrawal, signaling a possible shift in diplomatic relations. Such talks might impact regional stability and future military engagements. Meanwhile, the IDF investigates Palestinian claims about a boy's death in the Askar refugee camp. Maariv reports that footage has sparked controversy, with the IDF looking into the incident's circumstances. This investigation may influence public opinion and military policies in the conflict area. Syria's security talks with Israel have been on hold since the Iran war, according to I-24 News. However, they expect discussions to pick up again soon. This follows the bombing of the Syrian airbase, suggesting a complex interplay of regional alliances. Restarting talks could alter the security dynamics in the Middle East. And finally, Axios reports on the fallout between Mike Rogers and AIPAC, which could affect the Michigan Senate race. This tension arises from voter sentiment over the Gaza conflict, highlighting the changing influence of pro-Israel organizations in American politics. The outcome could shape future U.S.-Israel relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Israel's defense industries are rethinking engineering education to focus more on creativity and less on traditional math. This change is driven by the need for quick innovation and artificial intelligence integration. Separately, recent real estate transactions in cities like Jerusalem, Givatayim, and Holon show vibrant activity, according to Globes. These deals reflect a dynamic property market across various regions in Israel. And finally, from tech, Tomer Bar of Semperis discusses how artificial intelligence is both an enabler and a threat in cybersecurity research. His insights underline the dual role AI plays in the tech industry, especially in Israel's growing cyber sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.